This is Radio Nepal. I am Sonika Lamisani with the news, the headlines first. Finance Minister Janardan Sarma says government and the private sector should move together to solve the problems seen in the economy. Cold waves begin in West Tarai, including Kailali and Kanchanpur, and New Zealand passes legislation banning cigarettes for future generations. Now the news in detail. Out of 18 persons killed in a bus accident occurred at Bethanchok Rural Municipality 4 in Kabre Palanchok on Tuesday evening, identity of 13 has been confirmed so far. As many as 21 people were injured when a bus made the tragic accident while returning to Banepa from Chalti of Bethanchok after attending Chevar ceremony. Superintendent of Police Chakraraj Joshi said that the deceased have been identified as 79-year-old Nirmala Tamang, 11-year-old Yogesh Tamang, 50-year-old Ankur Tamang, 43-year-old Hema Tamang, 10-year-old Puskar Tamang, 25-year-old Kopila Tamang and 6-year-old Shriya Tamang of Banepa Municipality 11. Likewise, Raskumar Tamang and Geeta Shrestha of Banepa 14, Jelly Tamang of Madan Deupur Municipality 1, Buddha Tamang of Dulikhil Municipality 11 and Monju Tamang of Bethanchok Rural Municipality 5 are the deceased in the accident. Similarly, bus driver Santosh Timmalsina of Mahakal Municipality 4 in Lalitpur and currently living in Panauti 4 also passed away. SP Joshi added that identity of 4 persons who died in the accident is yet to be ascertained. According to police, health status of some passengers is critical. As per the preliminary investigation, the bus turned turtle after colliding against a wall on the roadside due to overspeed. Altogether, 39 passengers were travelling in the bus. Finance Minister Janardan Sarma has said that the government is committed to solving the problems seen in the economy. Addressing the 13th Annual General Meeting of the Nepal Economic Journalists Association today, he said that the government does not have a different approaches towards the private sector. Finance Minister Sarma said the problems seen in the economy are not only due to internal reasons, but also due to the external scenario created globally. He said that the government and the private sector should work together to solve the problem. The Election Commission is preparing to unveil the final list of members of the House of Representatives and the Provincial Assembly elections under proportional category today. Commission spokesperson for the proportional system, Guru Prasad Wagle, said the final list of the members of the Federal and Provincial Assemblies would be made public as the seats for the political parties had been allocated. Spokesperson Wagle further stated that the Election Commission is working in order to submit the election-related reports, including the final results of the November 20 elections, by Thursday. Cold waves have started in West Tarai, including Kailali and Kanchanpur districts. A thick fog has taken place in Lamki, Tikapur, Sukhad, Mahendranagar and other areas in the districts from early morning today. The normal life in the communities has been affected due to thick fog and cold waves, and the people have stayed at home. With the beginning of cold waves, the elderly citizens are at the receiving end, while the farmers are worried about the good productions of their vegetable produces, mostly the green vegetables. Despite the Dwarpaton Hunting Reserve allowed Nepalese for hunting of wild boars from this season, no Nepali hunting enthusiast visited the reserve for shooting. Chief Conservation Officer of Dwarpaton Hunting Reserve Birendra Prasad Kadel said that no one arrived for hunting, though 3 hunting enthusiasts had participated in the tender bidding process. Hunting in the reserve is allowed to the limited ones after a selection process through bidding competition. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international updates. Explosions were heard in the center of the Ukrainian capital, Kiev, early on Wednesday, the city's mayor says. Air defense systems are at work, Kiev Governor Oleksiy Kuleba says. Klitschko later said the air defense had shot down 10 Iranian-made Shahed drones early on Wednesday. The city's military administration said a drone fragment had hit two administrative buildings in the city center. There are no details yet of any casualties. Ukraine has accused Iran of supplying Russia with kamikaze drones used in deadly attacks on 17th October, which Tehran initially denied. Iran later admitted sending Moscow a limited number of drones many months before the war. In response, Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky said this was a lie and that many more Iranian drones were being used. Elon Musk is no longer the world's richest man after a sharp drop in the value of his shares in electric car company Tesla this year. According to both Forbes and Bloomberg, Musk has been overtaken at the top spot by Bernard Arnault, the chief executive of luxury goods group LVMH. Musk is chief executive and the largest shareholder in Tesla with a reported stake of about 40%. He completed a $44 billion takeover of social network Twitter in October. According to Forbes, Musk is now worth about $178 billion. New Zealand will face in a near total tobacco ban from next year. Legislation passed by Parliament on Tuesday means that anyone born after 2008 will never able to buy cigarettes or tobacco products. It will mean the number of people able to buy tobacco will shrink each year. Health Minister Ayesha Wirral, who introduced the bill, said it was a step towards a smoke-free future. New Zealand's smoking rate is already at historic lows, with just 8% of adults smoking daily, according to government statistics released in November, down from 9.4% last year. It is hoped that the smoke-free environments bill will reduce that number to less than 5% by 2025, with the eventual aim of eliminating the practice altogether. Now the sports news. Argentina has made it to the final of the FIFA World Cup 2022 on in Qatar. Argentina defeated Croatia in the first semi-final held Tuesday at midnight Nepali time. Similarly, France and Morocco will face off in the World Cup's second semi-final today. The game will take place at 12:45 a.m. Nepali time. Now the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division forecasts the weather to remain partly cloudy in the hilly areas of Province 1, Bagmati Province and Gondaki Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country today. Similarly, the division stated the weather to remain partly cloudy in Province 1, Madhya Province, Bagmati Province, Gondaki Province and Lumbini Province and mainly fair in the rest of the country tonight. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Red Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. Finance Minister Janardhan Sharma says government and the private sector should move together to solve the problems seen in the economy. Cold waves begin in West Tarai, including Kailali and Kanchanpur, and New Zealand passes legislation banning cigarettes for future generations. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 8 in the evening. You can listen to us online on our website www.onlineradionepal.gov.np and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Red Nepal. Have a good day.